Hello and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto and today I'm going to share with you a poem that I've made as number 11 in the Poems for My Family series. This is a series of poems that I've loved for a long time. In many cases I've learned by heart. And I decided to share them with my family by handwriting them and posting them, that very old-fashioned method where you fold a piece of paper and you put it in a thing called an envelope and you stick two little pictures on the corner, top right corner, called stamps, and you send them off, and a week or two later they arrive somewhere else. It's quite magical. So this delightful poem was actually written by a member of the family. It was by a great uncle, we always called Uncle Bill, on our mother's side. And it reached me in a home-printed collection of his verse, which I inherited from her. I remember my mother telling me that he was said to have written a sonnet to his wife to mark each decade they spent together. He also did, I believe, a degree in English literature in his 60s or 70s. After most people choose to retire, but that wasn't really his style. A few of his poems, including this one, I learned effortlessly by heart. Not because it's effortless for me to learn poems, only some of them seem to have a cadence which lends itself to a faster imprimatur on the tablets of the mind. In this poem, I like how Bill takes a line of Latin from the standard school primer type, Caesar's statement that Gaul was divided into three parts. And he uses that, but runs with it in an entirely different direction. Gaul may be in three parts, but humanity just two. And here's why. Okay, here's the poem. This I have learned, and now know it for true. All Gaul is in three parts, mankind but two, lovers or strangers. Two, never a third, which it will be, perchance, hangs on a word. Two meet as strangers, one speaks that word, may be significant, may be absurd. Never as strangers will they meet again, only as lovers, wind, shine, or rain. We two are strangers, who knows, my sweet, if we'll be lovers when next we meet. Ah, the alchemy. Hope you enjoyed that. Thank you for listening.